We've been through Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but the biggest shopping day of the year may be coming up, and what that means. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 18th day of December. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. Amazon is altering their return policy. Have you heard about the sloping toilet? You will today. All this job creation is a good thing, but warning signs loom. Your chances of being audited by the IRS is greater next year. Those stories and more, plus I'll chat with Brian Waller of the Technology Association of Iowa about their legislative priorities going into the 2020 legislative session. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach us on Twitter, just go for Business News. We should be right there. Well, this year, there are six fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and retailers are pulling out all the stops for what is traditionally one of the biggest shopping days of the season, the Saturday before Christmas. In recent years, the Saturday before Christmas has seen a late surge in shopper traffic, with retailers maintaining deep discounts late into the holiday season. In fact, total sales on Super Saturday have edged closer to Black Friday. Many retail consultants and analysts estimate the surge this year will bump Super Saturday into the biggest shopping day this year. Despite slowing global growth, U.S. consumer spending is benefiting from wage growth and a strong labor market. It also doesn't hurt that prices have remained steady instead of rising as widely expected. According to an analysis by Reuters, retailers, including Walmart and Amazon, have held prices steady for many popular holiday products sold online, despite the pressure from U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports. Stores large and small are also beefing up their payrolls to ensure some positive customer experiences. And in case you were wondering, the National Retail Federation estimates that U.S. holiday retail sales in November and December will increase between 3.8% and 4.2% over last year, to an expected $730 billion worth of sales. That compares to an average annual increase of 3.7% over the past 5 years. In a related story, Amazon is expanding its free return program as the holiday shopping season comes to a close. The company is letting shoppers return millions of items sold and fulfilled by Amazon for free. This includes electronics, kitchen appliances, and household items that weigh under 50 pounds. Now, Amazon previously only allowed free returns on shoes, bedding, and apparel. According to Amazon, expanding the return policy is the result of the company's growing logistics network. It's been working on speeding up delivery times and beefing up its own shipping network. And Amazon now has lots more places for returns, like 18,000 of them, including Amazon stores like Four Star and Books, select Whole Foods locations, roughly 1,000 Kohl's stores, and at more than 10,000 UPS stores. It also has nearly 1,000 Amazon HubSpots, which are self-service locker rooms. Happy returning. Well, here's a story that's in the toilet for real. Bosses who are fed up with workers taking too long on the toilet, well, they may have a new weapon in their arsenal. A new toilet designed by the British startup Standard Toilet has a downward sloping seat that's designed to make it unbearably painful to spend more than 5 minutes on the loo. We're not making this up. On its website, Standard Toilet says the toilet is meant to improve efficiency at companies, promising that the uncomfortable seat will discourage employees from using social media while in the bathroom. Just in case you want to play the Grinch boss this year, you should know that the Standard Toilet retails for between $200 and $650. Well, you've got to admit the past 10 years of the recovery have been remarkable. The fact that the United States is adding roughly 200,000 jobs a month is worth noting, and it's driving unemployment to a level we've never experienced. But, and you knew there was one coming, there's a problem looming, and that is not enough people for the jobs. While jobs are growing faster than expected, population is growing more slowly. In July of last year, the number of Americans stood at 327 million. That's 2.1 million fewer than the Census Bureau predicted back in 2014, and 7.8 million fewer people than it predicted in 2008. Yeah, fewer folks. The U.S. fertility rate, that's the number of children each woman can be expected to have over her lifetime, has dropped from 2.1 in 2007 to 1.7 last year. That's the lowest number on record. Meanwhile, the trend is that fewer and fewer immigrants are coming to America, which also puts a strain on available workers. According to the Census Bureau, last year, the foreign-born population expanded by a historically low 200,000 people. The exact reasons are unclear, but many see the United States as unwelcoming and even dangerous. Those are the same two factors that have driven down foreign-born students attending U.S. colleges and universities. Well, in case you've run out of stuff to worry about, we've got this story for you. Next year, you've got a better chance of being audited by the IRS. Over the past several years, audits have actually gone down because the IRS is working with fewer people. The reason? Budget cuts. Well, all that changes next year. The IRS anticipates an uptick in funding for the upcoming year, which means the agency will have more manpower to handle taxpayer inquiries and process returns more quickly. The agency also plans to update its computer system for more accuracy on the tax filing front. And all that's great news for taxpayers. But the one drawback is that with more resources at its disposal, the IRS may get more aggressive in its auditing practices. Consider yourself warned. Wall Street was largely sluggish today, partly because FedEx forced the Dow lower due to a very negative report. We could also blame the impeachment process in Washington. However, the biggest reason the markets were in the doldrums today, China. Investors are becoming wary of all the promises made by the White House. Why? Well, China is balking on the amount of ag products they will buy, and it's unclear if there's really a deal or if it's more like a pre-deal. At the bell today, the Dow is off by 27 points at 28,239. The NASDAQ was up fractionally to 88.27, and the S&P 500 fell by a fraction to 31.91. And finally, there is this. Workers at fast food franchises took a gut punch as the National Labor Relations Board said McDonald's should not be held responsible for the labor practices of its franchisees. The federal agency in charge of enforcing U.S. labor law delivered the latest ruling in a years-long union case that sought to hold the fast food chain liable for the treatment of all workers at both corporate and franchise locations. Worker advocacy groups have long argued that many companies use contracting and franchising as a shield from responsibility for workers who make their businesses possible. In multiple lawsuits, unions and groups have pushed for McDonald's to be designated as a joint employer, which would also help the efforts to organize workers and bargain for higher wages. Coming up next, a conversation with Brian Waller. He's the president of the Technology Association of Iowa. We'll be chatting about the organization's four legislative priorities for 2020. Stay with us. There's more to come.